Homo habilis's skeletal anatomy gives a mosaic picture, both of apes and humans. Homo habilis had longer arms for climbing in trees. It was adept at climbing. Could it therefore have slept in trees, safe or comparatively safe from predators, rather than living on the ground where it would have to camp on a living floor? Almost certainly, looking at the anatomy, it spent quite a lot of time in trees, and its behavior may have been more like that of an ape than a human. Our scientific predecessors thought of human evolution as a gradual and progressive mechanism. But the Australopithecines, Homo, and their predecessors, now known from recent discoveries, show a very different picture. There were long periods of relative evolutionary stability. Then there were bursts of sudden change caused by new selective pressures resulting from altered circumstances, such as environmental change or alterations in the organization itself, the organism itself. Such a rapid change may have occurred between 3 and 2.5 million years ago. This is one of the critical periods of human prehistory. Who then was the first human? Controversy rages, as it does with so much of paleontology, paleoanthropology, where there are few finds. It rages not only over the definition of what is anatomically a member of the genus Homo, but over the relationship also between different hominids 3 million years ago. Enough is known today to divide the hominids after 3 million years ago, and I stress after, not before, into two very broad groups. The first of these groups comprises the Australopithecines and Homo habilis. I use the name here for convenience. All of these hominids have a low body mass and a skeleton which combines bipedalism with an ability to climb in trees. The second group includes all later human forms, including ourselves. We have a larger body mass, a modern human-like physique that functioned well in open country, and only limited ability at climbing. A vast chasm, anatomically and behaviorally, separates these two groups, with the second group appearing in Africa about 1.9 million years ago. Before that date, human behavior was much more ape-like than human. And this break between the two occurred somewhere between 2 and 3 million years ago. Whether it was almost immediately after Homo habilis appeared, or somewhat later, we do not know. For many years, paleoanthropologists assumed that the first humans were somewhat similar to modern living hunter-gatherers in areas like the Kalahari Desert, where the San live to this day. They argued that the earliest humans had base camps, that males hunted and scavenged meat, and females collected plant foods. This assumption came from research into modern-day hunter-gatherers, and was also based on the assumption that the Olduvai living floors, quote-unquote, were in fact campsites where people ate and slept. In fact, modern research has suggested something very different. This research isn't done in the field. It's done in the laboratory. It is done by studying very intensely the cut marks, fracture patterns on the bones found on the Olduvai floor.